Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Today's episode was going to be about something completely different, but then this morning I received an email that made me smile and made me remember that time of my life when I was sailing from Vanuatu to Australia and what I learned during that journey. And I would say that was a shifting point of my mindset. It was one of the things that made me into the person that I am today, and I wanted to share this experience with you. So back in 2018, I found myself in Vanuatu and I had no plan. And then I found a boat. I was not really actively looking to become a crew on a boat, but that was something that I was exploring at the time. And I found that a sailor from New Zealand who was in his 70s at the time, he needed a crew for his sailing into Australia. And I thought that was a wonderful opportunity. I phoned him, he emailed me, I phoned him, and I met him in Port Vila, which is the capital of Vanuatu. And we took it from there. So I had no sailing experience. The only boat I had been on was maybe a whale watching boat and a cargo boat, but there was nothing like a yacht. And I didn't really know what it implied being on a yacht in open waters. That journey that I'm going to share with you, it taught me not just about sailing, but also about risk, about money, and what freedom actually means. So at the time I signed up for this, I wasn't a confident swimmer. And I'm not sure Peter knew about that. Probably he asked me and I said, I was a confident swimmer. I can swim. However, I'm not very good in water. Sorry, Peter, if you're finding out about this now. I didn't fall into the water. If I would have fallen into the water, I could have probably got myself out of there. But that's it. That's about it. I can swim, but I'm not very confident in my swimming abilities. And also, I had no sailing experience. I had just a deep urge to experience something completely different. And I did it afraid. Probably I was not really realizing what I was getting myself into, how deep ocean actually worked. I had no idea what I was doing, but I just got on the boat. And during our sailing, we experienced an electric storm. It was pretty scary. We removed all the sails, and the only thing that was remaining was a mast. And I remember I asked Peter if the storm could hit the mast, seeking maybe for reassurance. And I remember he told me, yes, of course. That's the only thing that is poking out of the water. And I was like, oh, amazing. That sounds great. And all I could do, I just went to sleep. And the boat was being rocked the whole night. I was seeing light from the storm and I was thinking, okay, what can I do in this moment? I can't really do much. There's not much that I can control at the time. So there are some things in our lives as well that we are worried about unnecessarily, because it's not something that we can control. If the boat goes down, it will go down. And it kind of got me to that state of mind. Not totally. Like, there are moments where I'm obviously feeling that I want to control something and something doesn't work and I feel like a control freak. But that moment was just a serene moment of, okay, yes, of course it can hit the mast. That lightning can hit the mast. Yes, of course. And I just went to sleep. That's all you can do really in moments like that. And what this experience taught me about risk is that you don't need to wait until you're fully ready, because nobody's ever fully ready for anything. You just jump. If you think that you are ready, maybe at 40%, you just jump to something that you feel unprepared for. You're never going to be fully prepared. And imposter syndrome is something that is being talked about so much. And everybody has it. It's not that you are unique because you have an imposter syndrome. Everybody has it. You just have to sometimes do it afraid, do it scared, and doing unprepared. I'm going to share an article along this podcast, and it actually feels like I was fearless. I wasn't. Bravery is not absence of fear. It's just getting yourself to do things and not really thinking about that risk much, knowing that that risk exists and knowing what are the consequences. However, sometimes just have to jump in it. And I realized that I could survive things that I didn't think I could. And I became someone new in the process. I didn't think that I could just be in the open sea without properly knowing how to swim, without knowing anything about sailing, without being on open waters in a small yacht ever, and without actually knowing if I was seasick, because I was convinced I wasn't seasick, because on that huge cargo boat, I didn't experience seasickness. Thank goodness I was not even a tiny bit seasick. I think probably the first day I was seasick because Peter was convinced that I would get seasick. So I think that was a little bit psychological, that I felt a little knot in my throat, but nothing from being seasick really. And also this sailing experience taught me about money. So it taught me that money is a tool. It's not just for security, but it's also for freedom. And the best thing you can buy with the money is that experience. It allowed me to be offline, not worrying about coming back to my 9-to-5. It allowed me to be disconnected for those 2 weeks. And also it taught me that you didn't need any luxury. You just need enough space to breathe. And I didn't even have my Kindle with me at the time. I remember that Peter had a lot of books stacked in the shelves of that boat, and I was just picking book after book just to read about different things, maybe books that I wouldn't read on a daily basis. And we caught that tuna as well next to the reef, and I think that was my version of luxury, because a fresh tuna sashimi and a good book, that was all I needed at that time. You just need enough space for yourself, let your mind wander. And the deep sea was a great space for that. And before that sail, I was also very addicted to my phone. I was posting all the time and scrolling endlessly and maybe viewing other people's stories more than I should. And on the boat, I had no phone, I had no signal and no electronics. And it felt like a detox for my brain. I felt like I was really connected with who I was and with the ocean around me. That's when I realized that my most authentic life is offline. Even after that trip, my relationship with social media completely changed. So now I post when I feel like, and I post for my podcast most of the time, or if I experience something, but I tend to be more of a creator rather than a consumer. I don't really doom scroll that much. And also I learned quite a lot from meeting Peter and seeing other ways to live. So Peter was frugal, was free, and was completely outside the normal path, which made me really think, because before that, I really thought that the only possible path was 9-to-5, and then you would have holidays on the side. And when we arrived at the marina in Australia, I had some conversations and I heard some stories from other people who had made this lifestyle work. And it was really fascinating to have a glimpse into the world where it was just people living perfectly fulfilled lives outside the conventional 9-to-5. And it hit me that the holiday or the disconnection doesn't have to be a temporary escape. People do live like this, and they do live like this on purpose. So I realized that travel was not just a break before going back to 9 to 5. Now I know that travel can be a lifestyle choice, and the freedom could be a lifestyle choice as well. And also, the less you need, the less it costs to be free. And I can see that with a FIRE mindset. The more you save, the less time you need to retire. And it is irrelevant how much you make. So it's not how much you make, it's how much of what you make you can put away. The less you can live on, the less you will need saved and invested. And freedom is not a luxury. So being in a yacht is not a luxury. It's a decision, and anybody could make that decision. And often it's built on letting go. I think letting go of the conventional is the toughest part. And sometimes for me, it's really difficult to comprehend that I don't want to take a conventional path and go and work in the city in finance when I actually have all the qualifications. And I prefer to do this podcast and work in security and reception, which sometimes it still clashes with me. And I know that it still clashes with some people. And I think letting go, it's the most difficult part of it all. So yes, my takeaways here is that you don't need to be rich. You don't need to be ready. And you don't even need to be a strong swimmer. You just need to be willing to take a leap. And that goes for anything in your life. Even if you're scared, even if no one gets it. Sailing across the Pacific taught me more about courage, money, and freedom than anything else ever did. It was a truly wonderful time. Staring in the ocean and staring into the stars at night and feeling that the world is somewhere else, is not there. I remember we haven't heard from anyone on any radio for days, and we were wondering if the humanity has disappeared. And another thing that I learned that I still remember now when I go to a seaside is that, you know, when you just arrive to the beach and you say, wow, it smells like sea. That smell is actually not sea. That smell is actually earth. Because the sea doesn't smell. Because when you're in deep sea, there's no smell at all. When we were just about to arrive to Australia, we started smelling that characteristic sea smell. And that was actually the beach. So you could smell the beach. You cannot smell the sea. That's one thing that actually will always stick with me whenever somebody says it smells like sea. So I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. I will also post some photos, and I will also post an article about this trip. I've started offering some coaching spots, so feel free to contact me on my Instagram, onestepwealthier, or email me onestepwealthier@gmail.com. No pressure, just get in touch if you want to know a little bit more about that, and I will speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.